Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Beis. And we begin on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, of course, at about 10-15 lines down from the top with the words Amar Mar. We're going to repeat what we learned yesterday, so we'll just jump right in. Amar Mar, we learned. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel explained that the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel goes as follows. We had several shittas yesterday, and we'll go over them today. So his opinion is, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion is, lo nechelku Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, that the only place that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokes is when the mavui is greater than 4 amos in width, and it's less than 10 amos in width. Everybody agrees if it's more than 10 amos in width, that you can't matur it with a lechi or a korah. But there was a machlokes. Beis Shammai said that you need to have both a lechi and a korah, and Beis Hillel said you only need one of the two, either a lechi or a korah. And now, along came Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he gave us what seems to be a new shita. Lo nechelku Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, amavi shepachos me'arba amos, she'eino tzorich klum. He says it doesn't require anything. Now this is a different shita than we had in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we had two shitas. We had the shita of the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, and we had Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So just to remind ourselves, in the Mishnah, we had that there's a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. We said one requires Beis Shammai both the lechi and a korah, and Beis Hillel says you need either the lechi or the korah. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that's across the board, throughout, whether it's a smaller distance of the width, less than 4 amos, or more than 4 amos. Any size mavui needs to have a lechi and a korah, Rabbi Akiva's opinion of Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, a lechi or a korah. Along came the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael, and he said, no, the machlokes is only when it's between 4 amos and 10 amos. It's less than 4 amos, then Beis Shammai is molded to Beis Hillel that you only need one of the two, a lechi or a korah. And now we have the opinion that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that less than 4 amos, eino tzar klum, you need nothing. So the Gemara says this argues with the most lenient shita that we had. We thought the most lenient shita, we learned in our Mishnah, was Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, and it said over the name of Rabbi Shmuel from a Talmud Echad. Amar Talmud Echad, lefnei Rabbi Akiva, this Talmud Echad said the name of Rabbi Shmuel that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, lo lechelchu Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, amavi shupochus mi'arba amos, but they agreed that it needed some sort of a heter, shunitar o belechi o bekorah. So how can Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he's a Tami, he could argue with this, but we didn't mention this in the Mishnah, so why are we coming up with a new shita now that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree you need nothing if it's less than 4 amos? So that's this question that the Gemara is asking. So Rav Ashi says, this is what we're saying. The answer is as follows. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that it doesn't need anything, it meant, eino tzorech lechi vekorah, Beis Shammai. He was saying, not that it doesn't need anything, he says that it doesn't need both. However, eino tzorech lechi v'korah Beis Shammai, v'lo lechayin k'Rabbi Eliezer, and likewise, it doesn't need the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, which we mentioned, which requires two lechis, a lechi to the left and a lechi to the right. Ella, what he's saying is exactly the opinion of the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael. Ella, he's saying, Ella, o lechi, o korah, Beis Hillel. He's saying that Beis Shammai is molded to Beis Hillel, that if it's less than 4 amos, all you need to do is put up one, either a lechi or a korah. This is exactly the sheet of the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael are both the same sheet. Now the Gemara says, v'kama. Rashi explains, v'kama means exactly yehepachos ruch ruchvo mi arba amos v'yitzorach tikkun. How low, how small does the width of the mavui have to be to require any sort of tikkun? At what point does it not require any tikkun, not even a lechi or a korah? We understand that less than 4 amos, we may have a smaller requirement. But at what point do you have no requirement whatsoever? That's Gemara's question. So, Omar Rav Achli tells us, others say, V'itema, this is Rav Yechiel. So he says, Ad Arba'ah, that the minimal amount of a mavoid that you need to have is 4 tvachim. Again, it's masculine, so it's Arba'ah, so it means tvachim. So, between 4 amos and 4 tvachim, it requires either the lechi or the korah, according to the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Beis Shammai is modet to Rabbi to Beis Hillel in that situation. Again, Rabbi Akiva would say it still requires, according to Beis Shammai, both a lechi and a korah, and they still have a machlokas even between 4 tvachim and 4 amos. Now, the Mefarshim will ask that this is a little bit of a strange idea to say that until 4 tvachim, because if it's less than 4 tvachim, it's not called a mavoi. It's called a makom tor. So what exactly is going on over here? So there's a nice picture of this. You have this in the Art Scroll Gemaras as well, in footnote number 8. But you can see this a little bit more better explained in the Pirush Chai in diagram 156. And he brings down from Tosus and Shabbos, the Mairi Bechorin Shadarkin Lasos Beshaza Binyan. He says that they used to have these certain types of holes in the walls that they would make when they were building their structure, when they would build this mavui. And what they would do was, they would make it that it would be Mifuloshin Lushusarabim. They would make holes in these walls that started off to be on one side 4 tefach by 4 tefach, but then it tapered. It started off on the inside being 4 by 4 tefachim, but it tapered to a very narrow opening that was no longer dalet al dalet when it got to the Rishus Rabban. So you might have thought in this situation that it doesn't require anything, because at the point of entry into the Rishus Rabban, it's less than 4 tefachim. So the answer that the Gemara is giving is, as long as there was on the inside still a 4 by 4 tefach area, so then that is significant for it to be called a mavoi. And even though it tapers to a much narrower entranceway into the Rishus HaRabim, it still requires a lechi or a korah, according to the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that Beis Shammai is molded to Beis Hillel, but it still requires at least one, either a lechi or a korah. Rabbi Akiva, in this situation, would still require, according to Beis Shammai, both a lechi and a korah, and Beis Hillel would only require a lechi or a korah. Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Sheisha. So Sheisha says, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rav. Rav Sheisha says the name of Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, the name of Rav. Modim Chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'pasi chotzer, that the Chachamim actually agree with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says you require a lechi to the right and a lechi to the left. You require shnei lechoyin when you're dealing with the pase. Now the pasim are the same idea as a lechi. It's just when you're dealing with the chotzer, they're called pasim, and when you're dealing with the mavi, they're called lechi. So he says the same thing is required in the lechi, which is the pasim of a chotzer, that the Chacham Mamoda, that for a chotzer, you can't be matir with a single lechi, but you require shnei lechoyin. You require, for a chotzer, a lechi to the left and a lechi to the right, which is called a pas. So you need a pas to the left and a pas to the right. So Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yirmiyah Rabba, Omer Rav says that the Chachamim agree with Rav Eliezer for a chotzer. They disagree with the mavoi, but they agree with the chotzer. Furthermore, Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman brings down halachic Rav Eliezer, we paskin like Rav Eliezer in regards to this din of a chotzer, that you require the shnei lechoyon, but pasi chotzer, you need the two pasim, one to the left and one to the right. Now, halachic lemaisa, Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman both say the same thing, but they phrase it in a different way. According to Rav Sheshes, he says that the Chachamim agreed with Rav Eliezer, and according to Rav Nachman, the Chachamim don't agree with Rav Eliezer, but we paskin like Rav Eliezer. So what exactly are we referring to over here? Sumer says, Om Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, this is a different Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, who is the one that Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, said the name of Rav, that Rav Sheshes quotes, who was this Chachamim that amode to Rav Eliezer? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak man modim, who are the Chachamim that are mod over here? So he says this is the opinion of Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Nasi. Now, when he says that they're mode, that it means that Rebbe's mode, and Rav Nachman himself said, no, the halacha of Rav Eliezer implies that somebody disagrees. Halacha miklal de pligi. So who is it that disagrees with Rebbe and Rebbe Eliezer, and says that you don't require the shnei lechoyim by a chotzer? Whose opinion is that? Uman poligale, who argues over here with Rebbe slash the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer? The Rabbanim, these are the Chachamim of Rebbe. What is this? What is this machlokus between Rebbe and the Chacham of Rebbe? So we had this previously. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Chotzer niteres v'pas echad. When you have a chotzer, so the opinion of the Tanakhama, which is the Chachamim, says that the same rule applies by a chotzer it does for a mavui, that you only need to have a single pas, i.e. a single lechi, to be matirit on the open fourth side. And Rabbi Omer, and here's where we have the opinion that Rabbi argues with his Tanakhama, with the Chachamim. Rabbi says, Bishnei pasim. You need two. You need a lechi to the left, a pas to the left, and a lechi or a pas to the right. Again, lechi and pas are essentially used interchangeably, lechi for a mavui and a pas for a chotzer, but they're essentially meaning the same thing. So, to summarize real quickly, you have the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says you need shnei lechoyim in a mavui, and everybody argues with him, but in a chatzer, not everybody argues with him. Opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi says that you need two lechis, a lechi to the left, lechi to the right, a pas to the left, pas to the right, and you have the opinion of the Chacham that still disagree with him, like they did with the Mavui, they disagree with him in regards to a chatzer, that you only require a single pas, a single lechi, for a person to be able to carry in a chatzer. Now the Gemara continues over Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi is the name of Rav Yochanan. Chatzer, Tzricha, Shnei Pasim. He also paskins. Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan paskins like this opinion of Rebbe, like the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, that a chatzer requires the two pasim, one to the left, one to the right, in order for it to be a valid area to carry it. Now, this is, of course, also saying that they made an Erev Chatzeris. We're not talking about just the physical enclosure. You need the physical enclosure, and you also need to have the actual gathering all together with the entire courtyard people making it into a single reshus by doing an Erev Chatzeros, by having the loaves of bread, by having the meals that are all put together for the people to make it like it was one ownership. We'll learn more about that, of course, as we go through the Masechta. So that's the opinion of Ravasi and Rav Yochanan. Amalei Rav Zeira Ravasi. Rav Zeira asked Ravasi, really? Does Rav Yochanan really hold that you need to have the two pasin? Mi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi. Where do you see that Rav Yochanan says this? Atu the Amis Mishrei Rav Yochanan. You yourself, Ravasi, was the one that said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Ravami and Ravasi were major Talmidim of Rav Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, their first generation Amorayim, and they were quoted many, many times as saying different things in the name of Rav Yochanan. So Rav Zeira says to Ravasi, how can you say that Rav Yochanan holds you need Shnei Pasim? You yourself said in the name of Rav Yochanan that you don't. Pasi Chotzer Tzrichin Shei Behen Dalet, that a single pas that is four tefachim wide is adequate for a chotzer. You don't need two, you just need one, but it must be four tefachim wide. No, you're going to tell me, V'chitema Arba Mikan V'Arba Mikan. Oh, he wasn't saying that you just need one, he says you need two. And he has dimensions that you need to have a four tefach lechi, called a pas, on one side, and a four tefach lechi called the pas on the other side. That's what Rav Yochanan said, so he's consistent that he requires shnei pasin, but that's not true. For Tani, Rav Ada Bar Avimi, Kamei de Rabbi Chanina, because Rav Ada Bar Avimi said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, others say it was Va'amilo, Kamei de Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, that it was a different Rabbi Chanina. In any event, whoever he said it in front of, the famous case that we had in yesterday's shiur, the day before, Kitana b'Eser Ugdolu b'Yachasisre, when we had the small chatzer, which had a opening of 10 that was totally breached, open into the other chatzer that was 11 amos wide. So again, there was a little bit extra to the left. This was the situation of Nira mi'bechutz v'shava mi'befinim that we discussed in great detail. So we had said in this situation that there was only one amma longer of the larger chatzer versus the bigger chatzer versus the smaller chatzer. And therefore, one amma has six tvachim. So assuming according to some of the ways that we discussed this, it would be three amas to one side and three amas to the other side. So how can you tell me that he requires four amas? Here in this situation, it would only be three amas. So that's the question. How can you have a steer over here in Rav Yochanan? And you're telling me Ravasi, Rav Zeira asked him, that he requires Shnei Pasim, but in this situation, he was matirit with less than four tvachim on each side. So Gemara says, not a problem. Kisolik Rav Zeira miyame. When Rav Zeira returned from some trick that he took to the Yam, he returned back from traveling overseas, and he said the following. Persha, he said as follows. This is how you understand this. Beruach achas biarbo. To reconcile what seems to be a contradiction between Rav Yochanan saying that you need two pasim, and then he seems to say that you only need one pas that's dal amos, he says it depends on the circumstances. When you have one big lechi, one big pas, so then you only require one that's four tvachim. The ruach achas, as long as you have on one side the arba, so then you don't need anything on the other side. If it's a really significant pas, that's enough. That significance is defined as four tvachim. However, if you don't have a four tefach pas, then you require one on each side. Mishtei ruchos, mashu l'kan u mashu l'kan. Then you just need a little bit of a lechi. A lechi doesn't have to have any substance to it. So you can have a small lechi on one side and a small lechi on the other side. So that's the answer to reconcile Rav Yochanan. And he says, you sometimes need two, but if it's large enough, then you only need one. So this is the answer that Rav Zeira gave. But it's way on the side, the gears of the Aruch, he says that this wasn't Rav Zeira, this was Rav Abba. In any event, that was the answer. And the Gemara continues, V'hodotoni Odor Baravimi, and that which we brought down, that was the statement in the name of Odor Baravimi, The Bach adds the word over here, Rabbi Odo Baravimi, because that's what we had before, Rabbi Odo Baravimi. In any event, that which he said, his statement that you require too, that's Rabbi here. That was the opinion of Rabbi, the Savalok of Yossi, and he held within the Shita of Yossi that you don't require four Tvachim, that three Tvachim. That was our case of the Chatzer. So in that situation, it was Rabbi holding along the opinion of Yossi. Rabbi requires two boards, and those two boards don't have to be four tvachim, they have to be at least three tvachim, and that was the opinion of Yossi, that the small chotzer was flush, right in the middle of the large chotzer. It was perfectly proportioned, so there was three tvachim to the left and three tvachim to the right. We had a whole discussion about this yesterday. That was the opinion of Rabbi, that you require two, and within the opinion of Yossi, that each one must be three tvachim. And that's how you can reconcile these statements of Rabbi Yochanan. We continue the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel. Now we have a different opinion. Said over the name of Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Chotzer niteres b'paseh. To be matir a chotzer to carry in, you only require one pas. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. But then the Gemara says, Amalei Abayi, Rabbi Yosef, Abayi says to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, really? Mi amai Shmuel halki, did Shmuel really hold like this? Oh, Amalei Shmuel, Rav Chananya bar Sheila, Rav Shmuel said to Rav Chananya bar Sheila the following. He said, "At lo tavod uvdo el oberov dofen obishnei pasen." He says, "If you want to be matir echotzer, how do you do this?" He says, "You need to have rov dofen." Now, rov dofen means the majority of that fourth wall has to be enclosed. Most of it, rov, has to be dofen. Or alternatively, if you want, then you can do shnei pasim, obishnei pasim. So Shmuel clearly holds that you require shnei pasim unless the majority of that fourth wall is an actual wall. So this is a kasha on Rav Yosef. How can you tell me that Shmuel says that one pas is enough? Clearly, we have a maisa shahaya that Shmuel told this Rav Chananya bar Shela that you can't use just one pas. You must use two pasin unless the fourth wall is the majority of the space on that fourth side. So how do you reconcile this? So Amalei. So Rav Yosef says no. I don't know. A good reconciliation. I don't know what you're saying here. However, the uvda hava bedura de Rav Asa, but I can tell you there was a ma'isa shahaya in this place called Dura de Rav Asa. We had this the other day. This was the place where the shepherds lived, so it was called the Dura, the place where the shepherds lived, the Rav Asa. So, and it said over there, what happened, the ma'isa shahaya, the Shon Yam, Hanichsel Techotzer Hava. You can see diagrams of this both in the Arts Roll, the Pirish Chai, and the Illustrated Gemara. You basically have a flooded yard. Again, in the Pirish Chai, you can see this in diagram 158, the Art Scroll, in the diagrams that are next to footnote number 21, in the Illustrated Gemara, diagram number 95. In any event, you have this yam that basically overflowed into a backyard. It flooded a courtyard. And what happened? For also, Lekami Rav Yehuda. They went to ask Rav Yehuda, how do we pass him in this situation? Can you still carry in this courtyard, in this chotzer? It wasn't totally flooded. Obviously, in the places it was flooded, probably not an issue, but as you can see in the diagrams, it didn't flood it all the way. So, in the part that's not flooded, can you carry there? So, they asked Rav Yehuda, and he paskened, v'lo atzricha el pasechot. He said, yes, you can carry in that courtyard, as long as you have one pas. So, you don't require two pasin, you clearly require only one pas. Again, Rav Yosef said, this is what I said in the name of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. So I don't know what you're telling me from Shmuel telling Rav Chananya bar Shela that you shouldn't make the majority, you shouldn't carry in this yard unless the majority is Rov Dofen, or you make two pasim. Here's a Maisa Shohaya. And Rav Yehuda, Mustama, who follows his Rebbe, Shmuel, said that you only require one pas. So Abaye says back to his Rebbe, Amalei, Loshon Yam Kamris, you're bringing me a raya from a Maisa Shohaya with a flooded area? We're always very maker when it comes to flooding. Kalhu shekelu chachomim b'mayim. In general, when it comes to water, as the Gemara will explain, the chachomim were not so quick to make isurim. Again, this is all nisad rabban. Midoraisa, you can carry here. It's a rishus hayochid. But midoraisa, you can carry. But midrabbanan, the rabbi said, we were very concerned that this looks too much like a rishus harabim, and people are going to make a mistake. If they can carry here, they're going to carry in a real rishus harabim, and that's going to lead to problems. So they were very quick to make these skizeros, but they didn't make them when it came to water. And where do we have a riot to this? Like we had in the Gemara earlier in Shabbos, the boy minei Rav Tadla may Rav. Like Rav Tadla asked from Rav, what is the halachic status? Mechitza teluya. If you have a hanging mechitza, we'll say in a moment what that means. Mahu shetatir b'churva. Can you go and take something from your window and put it through a hanging mechitza and drop it into this churva, into this destroyed area? You can see diagrams of this in the Pirush Chai, diagram number 159, where you see a picture where you have a ruined area that still has the walls up, but they're hanging in midair. So you have basically like a porch type of a structure that is still left up there, but the rest of the building is knocked down. So it's hanging in midair. A person has a window that opens over into this surrounded area that has a hanging wall, so to say. There's no bottom of the wall, but the wall is intact on the top, and it goes into this garbage area, this churva, and this ruined area. So can you go and throw something in there from your Rishus HaYachid to land into this churva? Is that allowed? So that's what Rav Tabla asked from Rav. So Rav told him, no, here you can't rely upon this mechitza teluya, but if this was a body of water underneath this, as you can see in the diagrams in the art scroll that are next to footnote number 25, or you can see this in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 160, or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram number 96, where the person has this hanging mechitza below his window, and he has the reservoir, he has the water below it, and he puts a bucket through this mechitza to go bring up water from the bottom. So that you're allowed to do, but only with regards to water. So Rav told him, Amle, ein mechitza tluya materis el b'mayim. The rabbis made a special kula, kal hu shei kelu chachamim b'mayim. So to over here with the yam, Abaye tells of Yosef, you know why Shmuel, we're assuming it's Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, presumably in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel, matred you to have, in the case of the overflowing courtyard, that the sea came in there with just one pass, because it's another cooler that we have by water, because the people needed to get water from their yard. So therefore, they made a heter, a cooler, that one pass would be enough. But normally, they require two passes. So we're back to our original question. We call Mokum Kasha. We have the statement that Rav Yosef said in the name of Yehuda and the name of Shmuel that one pass is enough. But then we have the statement that Rav Hananya was told by Shmuel, Rav Hananya Bar Shela was told by Shmuel that you must make two passin. So what's going on? We call Mokum Kasha. So the Gemara says, Kiyosu, Rav Papa, the Rav Hunabredi of Yeshua, Mide Rav. When these two Amoroyim, Rav Papa and Rav Hunabredi of Yeshua, came back from the Beis Medrash of Rav, they learned and explained Shmuel's seeming contradiction as follows. Pirshu as follows. Meruach achas biar bo. When you have only one pas on one side, it must be a big pas. It must be at least four tvachim wide. However, like we said previously, mishtei ruchos, if you have a pas on one side and a pas on the other side, mashu lakan, mashu lakan, any small amount is fine. Again, the purpose over here will be accomplished by having one larger pas or two smaller, much smaller pasim on each side. Either way, that's an adequate way to be matir the chotzer. Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, I'm not so convinced yet. Ikashli hokashli. If I had a question on this seeming contradiction between Shmuel's statements, it would be as follows. To Amalei Shmuel, Rav Hananya Bar Shela. As we said, Shmuel said to Rav Hananya Bar Shela, Atlo tavit uvda, when you had over here this breach in the wall of the chotzer, on the fourth wall. So he says, if you want to go rectify it, you have to make sure that you have ela o berov dofen, that the majority of the wall is still there, or build the majority of the space with wall. Or he said, obishtei pasim, or you have two pasim, one to the left, one to the right. So now, Rav Papa says, my problem is over here, why did Shmuel say to Rav Hananya Bar Shela, lama li rov dofen, why do you need the majority of that fourth wall to be intact, or to go and rebuild it? Why can't you use b'pas arba'a sagi? It should have been enough for him to say that a fourth tefach pas would be fine. Why did he require more than that? Seemingly, he requires the majority of the space be filled in. Adimor says, Chitem, you want to tell me the reason why he said rov dofet? Because if it's smaller than a certain size, then four isn't necessary. You can get away with less. So, my berov dofet, why did he b'davka say berov dofet? Because if, for example, b'dofen shiva, for example, originally there was a 7 tefach space, and in this situation it broke. So he's saying the ba'arba havale rov dofen, as long as 4 Tvachim over there, that is considered Rov Dofen, because the whole thing was seven, now it's four. So he says, what do you need four? Lemli Arbah. It should be adequate if you have Bishlosha Umashu Sagi. As long as you have a wall that is at least three and something, so then if the whole thing was seven, so if you have 3.1, so and you take that away from seven, then you're left with 3.9. 3.9 of space is less than four Tvachim. And therefore, it shouldn't require any sort of a correction. It shouldn't require a lechi at all because it's less than four tvachim. We said previously that you only require a correction if you have at least four tvachim. So in the situation where you have a seven tefach opening and now you fill it in with 3.1 b'shloshu mashu, that should be enough because the open space that's left behind is going to be a maximum of 3.9, which is less than four tvachim, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. D'amar Rav Achli, as we said previously, Rav Achli said, "V'tem Rav Yechiel, whoever it was, either Rav Achli or Rav Yechiel said that you only need to have a correction if it's at least four tvachim wide. If it's less than four tvachim wide, it doesn't require lechi or a korah. So too over here, it shouldn't require anything. So." Rav Papa says, my question on this statement that Shmuel made to Rav Hananya Bar Shela is, why did he say you need Rov Dofen? He should have said, you require a Passive Arba. Once you have a Passive Arba, that should be enough. Shmuel says, two terutzim. Number one, Yibayi say, Mo kam b'chotzer kam b'mavi. No, you could say that the difference is that, are we dealing here with a Mavi or a Chotzer? Rav Achloi or Rav Yechiel, they were dealing with a Mavoi. And there, they said you always need to have at least four Tvachim in order that it should be Matid. Because it's a Mavoi and we're more Mekel. If you have less than four Tvachim, you don't need anything. But the case of Shmuel telling Rav Hananya Bar Shela, that was dealing with a Chotzer. And the rules of the Chotzer were more strict, that even where the total open space is going to be smaller, nevertheless, you need the majority of it to be filled in order not to be requiring a lechi. That's teretz number one. Ibayi Seima, teretz number two, the Rav Achlai Gufe Tanoihi. This statement that we made in the name of Rav Achlai, or the name of Rav Yechiel, that in itself is a machlokas tanoim, and therefore, not everybody agrees with it. So Shmuel, who told Rav Hananya Bar Shela to make sure that you do Rov Dofen, disagreed with that statement. There's another Tana that disagrees with this statement that Rav Achlai / Rav Yechiel had made. So Shmuel said, let's be going Likuliyama. Why take the lenient opinion that Rav Achloi, Rav Yechiel brought down? So instead, go and make sure that you have the majority of the area filled in, and therefore you're Yotze according to everybody. Markatina says, Tana Rabbanon, we learn the following brisa. Lishon Yam Hanichnas L'chotzer. Again, if you have a river that overflows into this chotzer, are you allowed to go and take a bucket and fill up water from your chotzer? Your chotzer previously was enclosed, and you could carry in the chotzer, but now that the wall has essentially been breached over here, so can you go and fill up water from this chotzer? Is it considered enclosed or not? So the Braisa says, you're not allowed to go and take water from this chotzer because you no longer have an enclosure. Unless, he says, if you do have Elohim Ken Yeshlo Mechitza Gavoa Yotvachim, if you have a wall above the water, can't be below the water here, but if you have a wall that is above the water, then you're allowed to go and fill it up because you have a Mechitza of 10 Tvachim that still surrounds your courtyard. And the Gemara says, this Braisa of a Medvar Murim, under what circumstances is this Braisa talking about? Shepir Tzaso Biyosim Yasara, that the original wall that was there was destroyed by the river flowing into this courtyard, by the water flowing into this courtyard, Shepir Tzaso Biyosim Yasara, that there is a breach over here that is more than Asara. Now, this is another example of the printer not being medaktik in the right girsa, that Asara would imply Tvachim because it's masculine, but here we're talking about a breach of Esser, of 10 Amos, and therefore it has to be over here corrected, and that's what the Mepharshim corrected to, may Esser. So the breach over here was more than 10 Amos. Avol Asara, again, this should be Esser over here, if it was less than 10 Amos, then Ein Tzarech Klum. Then you don't have to make any sort of correction because you still have a valid Chatzar. You still have the walls of the Chatzar. So the remaining wall allows you still to carry and you can fill up water from this courtyard into your house and bring it back and forth because you have an enclosed area. Gemara says, "Mimali hu delo mimalilan." So this implies over here that if you have the breach that's more than 10 amos, you wouldn't be allowed to go and fill up the water and bring it into your house. However, it implies that you still can carry within this courtyard, ha tiltule metaltalina, that there is still a status over here of this being a rishus hayachid. Gemara says, "How come?" Assuming that there is no wall left, so then this would be like the chotzer ketana that is open into the chotzer gedola that we had previously. And if you have something that is totally breached, then you're not allowed to carry. You lost the status of carrying when you have a place that is breached into a place where you can't carry. So then the place where you previously were allowed to carry is no longer allowed to be carried in. So that's the question. It's breached. So how can you carry it out in this courtyard at all? You say you can't fill it up with water to bring inside. You can't fill it up with water at all. You can't use anything over here. You can't carry within this yard. So we turn to the Amud Beis. Gemara says, you know what we're talking about in this scenario? The Isle Gidude, it still has pieces of the wall that are left. You can see this in the diagrams of the Pirush Chai in diagram 163, or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram number 98, that there still is, Rashi explains, Mashenishar min hapirtsa begova asara aval hayam kisahu. That's when you still have, underneath the water, you still have a wall. So it's not visible from the top, but that's why it's still considered enclosed. So you can't go and carry from this courtyard and fill up water and bring it into your house. But within the courtyard itself, the courtyard is halachically considered still enclosed. So you can't go and carry water over here because the water is considered still part of the yam, which is a karmelis. But to carry within this section, that you're allowed to do because you still have a wall there. So for carrying within this rishos, you're still allowed to carry. Mark continues and says, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Mavo Yishlo, Nishtatu Bo. If you have a Mavo that you didn't make a Shituf Mavoyos, again, you need to go and have all the people, so to say, merge their ownership together. The fact that Midarais can carry because it's enclosed, the rabbi said it still looks too much like a public area, and we're making you do additional actions in order to make it that it's clear that this isn't the Rishus HaRabim. So they made a sheet of Mavoyos. Again, you collect a box of matzahs and you have a certain amount of food for a minimum of 18 people. Once you have more than that, so then you can have 100,000 people and it's still good. And this is called the sheet of Mavoyos. You have a similar idea with an Eruv Chatzeros. In any event, the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Mavi Shalonish Tatvubo, if they didn't make a sheet of Mavoyos, but the Hechshiro Belechi, they did put a lechi at the end of this three-sided mavoi, so then, Hazorek Lesochu Chayim, if somebody throws something from the Rishus HaRabim into this, by putting up the lechi, it made it into Rishus HaYochid, and you'll be chayev for carrying from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. So Gemara says, if you did that with a lechi, you chayev. But Hechshiro Bekora, if you did it with a korah, Hazorek Lesochu Potter, the korah itself wouldn't make it into Rishus HaYochid, but you would, and therefore you would not be chayv if you threw something from the Rishus HaRabim into this enclosed three-sided mavoi that was only makshu on the fourth side with a korah, but they didn't make a sheet of mavoyas. Now this is obviously very perplexing, as the Gemara is now going to ask. It doesn't make any sense. Maskevel Rishesis, Rishesis says, time of the Lishtatubo. Your implication was that because they didn't make a sheet of, it's not called a Rishus HaYochid if they put a korah there. But, ha, Nishtatubo, if they did make a sheet of mavoyos, then just putting up a korah there would make it into a Rishus HaYochid. So are you telling me that this loaf of bread, this box of matzahs, with kikar zo, also Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, is that loaf of bread, the box of matzahs, that turns it into Rishus HaYochid versus a Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa? That's not at all true. The whole concept of Rishita Mavais is in the Rabbanon. And here we're talking about being over in Issa Deraisa. But Tanya, Chatzeros Shel Rabim, if you have a chotzer that belongs to multiple people, or you have a mavoi that is not mefulash, it's enclosed on three sides. So if you have either a chotzer that's enclosed on three sides, or a mavoi that's enclosed on three sides, so in both of these situations, bein irvu ubein lo irvu, whether they made the erev chatzeros the sheet of mavoyos or not, Hazorik Lesochin Chayim. If somebody were to throw from Rishus HaRabim into either of these two enclosed areas on three sides, it's an Issa Deraisa. So the Sheet of Mavoyas doesn't turn it into a Rishus HaYochid. It was a Rishus HaYochid anyway. So how can you tell me the statement that you made, Rav Yehuda, makes no sense whatsoever? That if they put a Lechi up there, then it's a Rishus HaYochid. If they put a Kor up there, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. That's totally incorrect. Gemara says you're right. We misquoted Rav Yehuda. Eliyit mar hochid mar. Rav Yehuda's statement was made. This was what he really said. On Rav Yehuda, he said mavui she'eino roya l'shitof. He was saying a mavui that you can't make a shitof of avayasin. In other words, you're dealing over here with a mavui mefulash. So you can't make a shitof b'vayos, according to Rav Yehuda, on a mavui that is mefulash. It's only a two-sided mavui. But according to Rav Yehuda, if you put up on one side of this two-sided mavui a lechi, now you have turned it into an enclosed three-sided area. The lechi counts as an enclosure. In this situation, the lechi functions as a wall, and now it's a three-sided wall. That turns it midaraisa into Rishus HaYachid. And if somebody now throws from the Rishus HaRabim into this Rishus HaYachid, you in fact will be chayav. However, hechshiro b'kora, but if you only put up a kora on that side, then it doesn't count as a wall, and therefore it still is a two-sided enclosure, which is not enough. Hazor l'socha pata, that wouldn't make it into Rishus HaYachim in Daraisa. Shemora says, what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda's statement? Amo k'sav lechi mishu mechitza, that the lechi works as a wall, it works as a real mechitza, and the only way a kora works is a mishum heker. So the kora can only work as a reminder, if it's already Rishus HaYachid. So the rabbi said, go put something over there in order that you shouldn't by accident carry out. But it doesn't turn it into Rishus HaYachid, as opposed to the lechi, which actually turns it into Rishus HaYachid. And in fact, this is said b'feirish. V'chein omer Rabba. Rabba, in fact, said this b'feirish. Rabba said, lechi mishum mechitza, that a lechi works as a mechitza, the korah mishum heker. And the korah only works as a heker, or as a reminder, but doesn't actually function as a wall. However, Rava disagrees. Rava Omar, echozeh v'echozeh mishum heker. Both of them work as a heker. The lechi doesn't work as a wall, nor does the korah work as a wall. They both are just reminders. Don't go carrying beyond this point. So clearly, Rava disagrees with Rav Yehuda and Rabba. Now he more questions Rava, and he says, Esei Rav Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava. Rav Yaakov bar Abba says to Rava, Hazorek l'movoi. If somebody throws something into a movoi, so we said, Yesh lo lechi chayiv. If there's a lechi there, then you chayiv. Ain lo lechi potter. If there is no lechi there, you potter. So we see that the lechi does serve to make it into a wall. The lechi is that third wall, and therefore the lechi does function as a wall. How do you argue Rava with this braisa? So Rava would answer, Hochi kamar. This is how Rava would answer that. And he says, Ain otsarach el lechi. He's telling us that this mavi wasn't a two-sided mavi, it was a three-sided mavi. And all it needs in order to be able to carry midirabanan was a lechi. And therefore, hazorik lesocho, if somebody throws into this without a lechi, you're going to be chayiv. Because it is a Rishus HaYachid without the lechi. However, if he throws something into lechi v'dover acher, he throws something into a mavoi that requires two things. It requires a lechi and something else. For example, it's a mavoi mefulish, and it requires a lechi on one end, and either it's Rishus HaPesach or a door or something on the other end, then it's not considered Rishus HaYachid, and Hazorik L'socho Potter, you throw something from Rishus HaRabim into this, you wouldn't be over Nisa Deraisa. That's how Rava would explain this Braisa, so it's not a stereo contradiction to his opinion. Mari asks again, Esvei, Yosra Al-Kainam Rabbi Yehuda. Now we had this previously in the Masechta. Rabbi Yehuda has an opinion that first is quoted before this Yasser al-Kain, because this Yasser al-Kain is now coming to add on to what he said previously. But previously we had a person at a house on one side of the Rishus HaRabim, he had a house on the other side of the Rishus HaRabim, and he has a overhead tunnel going from one side to the other side. He has a passageway going from one side to the other side. So this encloses it. That was the first statement the review had made, that if you have such a connection, that makes everything underneath that passageway, that overhead tunnel that you have going from one house to the other. So we say both sides are considered enclosed, and this area between the two houses is allowed to be carried in. That was the first statement that Rabbi Yehuda made. And then Yasser al-Kainam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said more than that. He said as follows, even when you don't have this overhead connection between the two houses that you have on the left side of this the Rishus HaRabim, or the right side of Rishus HaRabim, you can still carry in the area between them. He says, Mishi Eshlo Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzid Rishus HaRabim. He has the house on the left side of Rishus HaRabim, the house on the right side of Rishus HaRabim, with no tunnel on the top. Even here, all you have to do is Ozu Lechi Mikan, the Lechi Mikan. You make a Lechi at one end of the houses, and you make a lechi at the other end of the houses, so now the Rishus HaRabim is considered enclosed, or you could do it with the korah, or korah mikan, and that would be fine. So now you can carry in between your two houses. That Rishus HaRabim between them is no longer called the Rishus HaRabim. It has now been enclosed with just the lechi on each side, or a korah on each side. that it's adequate to consider it enclosed, that's the opinion of the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chum disagree. Amulah, the Chum say, no, you can't go and turn a two-sided Rishus HaRabim into being enclosed by just putting a Lechi or Korah at each end. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Lechi worked. A Lechi was able to enclose this two-sided area, and by putting a lechi there, it makes it into a three-sided area. So Kasha and Rava, at least according to Rav Yehuda, the Tana, you can use a lechi as a mechitza, and you, Rava, saying that a lechi only works as a heker. So where it says, Hasam k'sav Rav Yehuda, shtei mechitzos deraisa. No, in fact, Rav Yehuda says that you only need two mechitzos. And why did he put in a lechi? That was for a heker purposes, like Rava says. So Rav Yehuda is not contradictory to Rava's shita. Mark continues says, "I'm a Yehuda, I'm a Rav." A statement the Yehuda said in the name of Rav, "Mavi sha'arko kirachbo enonita belechi mashu." When you have the length and width of a mavi, so you have the opening to the mavi that is called its width, and the length, the arko, is the depth of the mavi. How deep does the mavi go in? So, Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, tells us that if you don't have the depth of the mavi, called the arko, that is bigger than the width of the mavoi, so then eino nitar belechi mashu. Then you can't go and just put a lechi there. You have to have, the only time a lechi will work is if the depth, the orech of the mavoi, is wider than the width of the mavoi, the opening of the mavoi. In that situation, the lechi works. But if they're the same, and certainly if it's less, if the depth, the orech of the mavoi is equal to or smaller than the opening, so then a lechi won't work. That's Rav Yehuda Amarav's statement, number one. Rav Chiya Amar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav, another statement that was made in the name of Rav, from Rav Chiya Barashi, he said, likewise, Mavi Sha'arko Kirachbo, if they're the same size, the depth and the width, the Orech and the Rochav of the Mavi are the same, Eino Nitar B'Kora Tefach, then a regular Korah won't work as well. A Korah normally has a width of a Tefach, so a regular Korah won't work in this situation as well. Just like a Lechi won't work, so too a regular Korah will not work. A Korah of a Tefach will not work in this situation. They only said that you can be Mater, a Mavi, with a Lechi or a Korah, was when the Orech, the depth, was bigger, was wider than the width. Amar Zera, Kamo Mechavdon Shmaita Desadei. How smart were these two Mandiyomas, Rav Chiya Barashi and Rav Yehuda, both saying the name of Rav, how careful they were with what they stated, because otherwise you're going to have a real problem. As we can see, Amar Zera, Kamo Mechavdon Shmaita Desadei, how careful they were, given the Arko Kerachbo, because if the depth, the length of the Mavoi was exactly the same size as the width, then it's no longer called a Mavoi. You know what it's called? Hevelei Chotzer. In this situation, we refer to it as a Chotzer. And the rules of a Chotzer are, a Chotzer enu niteres belechi v'korah. A Chotzer is not allowed to be matted with a lechi or a korah. You need to have ela bepas arba'o. You need to have a lechi, i.e. a pas, that is at least four tefachim wide. So the dinim of a chatzar are stricter than the dinim of a mavoi, and you lose the status of being called a mavoi if the depth, the orech, is not greater than the width. Furthermore, Amrav Zera, ikashali, hakashali, but I still have a problem over here with the following. Levi, hai lechi, kepas mashu v'nishtre. He says, now he didn't know yet that you need the four tefachim. So he said, since he didn't know that you need the four tefachim, why can't just a mashu, any lechi, work over here? So where it says, he obviously forgot this din, ishtamitze, hod yom ravasi yom rav Yochanan. He obviously forgot that which ravasi said in the name of Yochanan, that pasi chotzer tzrichin shei bayin arba, that a lechi, a pas, for a chotzer requires four tefachim. And he forgot that when he said this din, that he said, I don't understand why you need four tefachim, why isn't a mashu good? Because he forgot the din that you require four tefachim for a chotzer. For a mavli, it's enough to have any sort of a pole. Mark Ketina says, I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Naktinan, we have a tradition, this is our understanding, Ezu mavli, Shinita, Velech, Vikora, what is the mention of a mavli that is able to be matted with just a lechi or a korah? So it has to be kol she'arko yosir al rochvo, that the length, which is again the depth of the mavoi, how deep the mavoi goes in, has to be greater than the opening to the mavoi. As long as the length is greater than the width, so then it can be matted with a lechi or a korah. It's called a mavoi. And in addition, ubatim v'chatzeros pesuchim v'socho. In order for something to be a mavoi, it has to have at least 2 yards, and each of the yards has to have at least 2 houses that open up into it. That's a simple understanding. What's the definition of a chotzer? What is the definition of a chotzer, which is stricter, and it isn't able to be matzah with just a simple lechi or a korah, but it requires a lechi, a pas, that's at least arba tvachim. That is kol shemirubas. It means that if it's square, in other words, that the length, the depth of the mavri is not greater than the width, it's the same, or certainly if the width is greater than the length, the depth of the mavri. Gemara says, really, it has to be square mirubas in agula lo. If it's not a square structure, it's not called a chotzer. You can't have a chotzer that's somewhat circular. So Gemara says, no, that's not what he meant. Hochi kamar. He's saying is, iorka yosera rochba, if the depth, the length of this courtyard is greater than the width, so then it's not called the courtyard. Hevelei mavri. We can take the more lenient approach of a mavri and be matir with either a lechi or a korah, an insignificant lechi, even a mashu, or a korah. Umavri belechi v'korah sagya, and that would be fine. V'lo, but however, if it is not going to have the depth, the orech of the mavri being greater than its width, v'lo, then it's not called the mavri, hevelei chotzer, and then you require a pas that is at least arba tefachim, and it's not adequate to just have a mashu lechi or a korah. Nu v'kama, how big does this chotzer have to be in order to be able to be called a mavui? So Sava Shmuel lemeimer adika pishnayim berachva. So he thought that you had to have the length twice the width. In other words, that the depth of the mavui had to be at least twice the width of the mavui. That was his original thought. However, Amalei Rav told Shmuel, no, hachiyam rechavivi, my loved one, which is the way he always referred to Rav Chiya, who was his uncle. He was his uncle on both sides, from his both maternal and paternal uncle. So Rav Chiya told him, afilu mashu. No, that the length of this mavoi, if it's even a small amount greater than the width, if in other words, if the depth of the mavoi is going to be slightly more than the width of the mavoi, then it's adequate to just put up a lechi mashu or a korah, and you don't need to have a pas of arba tefachim. With this, we conclude today's shiur.